Good morning. Today we're going to talk about four critical mitzvahs, primarily on Erev Yom Kippur, but also Yom Kippur as well. We could talk about tens and hundreds of them. We're just going to choose four specific ones because they are very relevant. So the first one has to do with the mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. And the Shulchan Aruch Paskins as follows, mitzvah lechol b'Erev Yom Kippur, laharbos besuda, it's a mitzvah to eat. It's not only to eat, but it's to drink as well. That is included in the mitzvah, to eat and drink on Erev Yom Kippur. So the question is, how much do you need to eat? How much do you need to drink? Do you need to have a seuda? Do you need lechem mishnah and the like? So truth be told, this is not like on Purim that you're mekayim the mitzvah only through a seuda. And we've talked about in the past that you have a seuda, and some people are makbid to have two seudas, meaning that they wash twice, a real mitzvah to wash once, some are machmir and it to wash twice. The concept on Erev Yom Kippur is not that we have to be washing to be mekayim its mitzvah. And I'm going to read from the Piskei Tshuvas as follows, V'yeshomrin, there's an opinion that says, Shiyotze yadei mitzvah, that you're yotze the mitzvah only if you eat a certain shear, a certain amount. And that's the amount that if somebody with lo aleinu, when not permitted, would be eating on Yom Kippur, that is the same amount that you would have to eat on Erev Yom Kippur to be mekayim the mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippur. In other words, to violate the prohibition on a d'oraisa level of eating on Yom Kippur, you have to eat the amount of a koteves, which is the size of a large date, the size of a koteves, bichte achilas pras, within a certain amount of time. Is it 2 minutes? Is it 4 minutes? Is it longer than that? It's a whole machlokets. But to violate the prohibition of eating on Yom Kippur, that's what will be required, the prohibition d'oraisa, and also to violate the prohibition of drinking on Yom Kippur, somebody would have to drink a melol lugmav, which is a cheekful. And accordingly, this opinion is of the view that just like to violate the d'oraisa on Yom Kippur, those are the shiurim, those are the amounts that have to be eaten and drunk. The same thing applies to be mekayim the mitzvah on Erev Yom Kippur to eat and drink. You'd have to have the same amounts. That is one opinion. However, Hasidim are nohag like the Ksav Sofer. The Ksav Sofer was of the view that any amount of eating and drinking, even a tiny amount, you're fulfilling the mitzvah. So even taking sips of water throughout the day, sucking on a candy throughout the day, there are those that are makpid to do that because any amount, you are mekayim the mitzvah. So we see here that it's not a matter of having lechem mishnah, washing and the like. That is not the concept here. It's eating, drinking. Maybe you have to have a shear. Maybe we can even be more lenient and you don't need to have the shear, but it could be eating or drinking anything throughout the day would be mekayim the mitzvah. Now, having said that, we are noheg to have one seuda that is called the seuda hamafseke. So that is on bread, just like we would have a seuda on Shabbos and Yontif. And there are people that are knowing to have lechem mishnah as well, and to wear bigdei Shabbos, the clothing that you're going to be wearing for Yom Kippur, before the seuda. And in fact, yesh laharbas b'achila b'suda yosem hergila b'yom acher. And we indeed, the minhag is to have more than we typically eat. So that is when it comes to the first halacha, eating and drinking on every Yom Kippur. It's not the concept of a seuda. It is a concept of eating and drinking. That is halacha number one. Halacha number two also applies on Erev Yom Kippur. It also applies all year round, but it's especially on Erev Yom Kippur. The Shulchan Aruch says as follows, that Aveiro Shabin Adam Lechaveiro Ein Yom Kippur Mechaperat Sheifaisenu. So the Yom Kippur itself, with all of our davening, that is applicable, and Emir Tashem we will have wiped out if we're successful. Our Averus, Bein Adam L'Makam, to us, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, if somebody sinned, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, that would not be covered by our Tshuva on Yom Kippur. You actually have to go and appease that individual that you offended, that you did something to. And in fact, Tabir Yosef is very strict on this. He says, if you haven't appeased a friend that you did something wrong to, afilo haveiro shebeinu l'makom eina mitchapin lo chas v'shalom, even the sins that you did to just to HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not be fulfilled. He links the two. And continuing a little bit in this vein, when it comes to being mefayes, appease somebody who you offended, who you affronted. Chai v'adam, I'm reading in the Piskei Tshuvas, chai v'adam, the fayes is chaveiro, afilo im chaveiro makbid avshalav shalav betzedek, even if your friend, the person you know, is upset at you and he's wrong, but he's still upset, then we should still go and appease him. Afilu im chaver gamken hiknisa. So even hiknido. So even if the friend also offended you, so there was a back and forth between the two of you. You offended him. He offended you, and you were only responding to him, meaning he was wrong, and you responded to him in a very negative way. You would still be obligated to go and appease that friend. Also, this applies to parents and wives, siblings, and the like. There's an obligation to go appease them. That is number two. Halacha number three applies when we say the vidui, and we indeed say the vidui on Erev Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur as well. For the slichos, every day we say the vidui. So before saying the vidui, we should have in mind that we want to be mekayim the mitzvahs aseh min haTorah of vidui. That we are spelling out our sins on the chataim and the sins that we have done. As the pasuk says, v'hisvatu et chatasam asher asu. We should say vidui and the chataim that we did. That we have done, vayomer havidoi kavanas halev uvimetinos. And also we should have kavana, say it slowly and mean it. So it's important when we are saying the vidoi, just don't go through the motions and say the words, have in mind, make it in an intentioned saying of the vidoi in advance, having in mind that we want to be mekayim the mitzvahs, asai from the Torah, the mitzvah midoraisa of vidoi. That is number three. And number four, this is one of my most favorite mitzvahs, and unfortunately so many people do this wrong. There is a mitzvah midoraisa again of Tosefes Yom Kippur. Mitzvah midoraisa of Tosefes Yom Kippur, meaning starting Yom Kippur a little bit earlier. How long is it? Is it 2 minutes? Is it longer? There's various shittos, minimum of 2 minutes before Shkia. And the issue is Tosefes Yom Kippur. It's only not only at the beginning, but the end of Yom Kippur as well. But that's easy because we continue for a while on Yom Kippur. So you really have to pay attention at the beginning of it. And the key here, and this is actually Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, Ochlin Umafsikin, Kodem Ben Hashmashah, we have to eat and end our eating before Ben Hashmashah because we have a mitzvah, Midoraisa, to be Mosiv. This is called Tosefes Yom Kippur. It applies on Shabbos as well. That's Tosefes Shabbos. And this applies not only to eating and drinking, but the other Inuim as well. So anointing and washing and the like, finishing brushing the teeth would be included in the drinking, having water in the mouth, so that should be done in advance of the Tosefes Yom Kippur time. But what we really have to remember here, and this is unfortunately what is forgotten oftentimes, is Tzarich Adam Lekabel Alav Be'amira Be'peh Mitzvahs Tosefes Yom Kippur Michol HaLekodesh. According to many poskim, you actually actively have to accept upon yourself the Tosefes Yom Kippur, which means stating, I'm now Mekabel Yom Kippur upon myself in order to do the mitzvah of Tosefes Yom Kippur. So you would have to, according to many poskim, actively accept upon yourself the mitzvah of Yom Kippur, accept upon yourself Yom Kippur, and otherwise you're not being Mekayim this otherwise simple mitzvah to do. Some poskim are more lenient, even passively taking it on, but the majority view and what we should be doing, absolutely remember a few minutes before Shkia and say actively, I am accepting upon myself Yom Kippur in order to do the mitzvah midoraisa, to do the mitzvah of Tosefes Yom Kippur. Something important to remember and ideally to be announced in shuls throughout the world in advance, reminding people, accept upon yourself Yom Kippur to do the mitzvah of Tosefes Yom Kippur. Have a wonderful day.